All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, our episode today is Touch Me But Don't Love Me, The Fear Behind Fantasy. Oh gosh, the fear behind the fantasy. This is so good. And it's important as we are unpacking and understanding sexual addiction and compulsivity this season. And the fear, the intense fear that most sex addicts have around intimacy, okay? Sexual intimacy, romantic intimacy, sexual connection, any type of emotional bonding. This is, again, very counter to the dis-ease that is within them. And so they carry a great amount of fear of intimacy. Well, and I think when you if you're talking about somebody who is in a committed relationship, there's fear of intimacy there post acting out behavior because you know and you are well aware of all of the hurt and the betrayal and the injury that your disease is causing. So it's very hard to be close or connected with someone that you are actively hurting and injuring in that capacity. You know, you have information about their life that they aren't privy to. You know it is a deep wound and a deep betrayal, and you're coming to a place of understanding that you can't stop doing that, okay? So if you're in a committed relationship, that's happening. If you're not in a committed relationship and your sexual compulsivity is prevalent, then you don't want to connect with anyone. I mean, finding an intimate and connected and loving and emotionally stable relationship is something your disease will not allow you to have. I cannot count the number of young men that I have worked with that the fear of being in a committed relationship, it is intense. It is intense because the disease has control of them. They know their powerlessness. They know their level of powerlessness. They know their life has become unmanageable. They know that they can't offer a woman or a partner what they deserve in, you know, a committed relationship. They're aware of this. And so they're not seeking it out. And any type of relationship is a sexual one. So we start to see a lot of dysfunction in courtship, a lot of, you know, courtship disorders happening where there is no courtship. There is nothing romantic. There is nothing intimate. It is meet with the intent to act out, okay? Meeting up with the intent to feed the disease, not to connect with a human. And when this happens over and over and over, it whittles away at your self-worth. You start to really ask some scary questions about yourself. When I meet with people, my gosh, The intrusive thoughts are intense. The depression is very present. Okay? Because they're telling themselves, oh my gosh, is all I do is hurt people. Is all I do is show up with one thing, one intent. And I know in my heart, if I was willing to look at it, that what I really desire most of all is love, connection, bonding, intimacy, shared experience. You know, that's what I think people crave. Most everyone I've ever worked with, they crave on the most deep level, but their disease is keeping that from them. You know, it's stealing what they desire most. And so, you know, that's one of the things we have to look at early on is the fear that is behind these fantasies that they're creating. Okay. And also really looking at self-worth. You know, the disease has taken away so much of your sense of self, your sense of humanity. So many men and women that I work with, they question their humanity. They question the type of person they are. They question whether they're a narcissist. They question whether they're a sociopath. They question all types of things because they are unable to connect on anything beyond a surface level that allows their disease access. That's all they can do. And you do that for a prolonged period of time, of course you start to question who you are in this world. And am I ever going to be able to have a relationship that I desire? Am I the type of person who deserves a decent relationship? I mean, all of this starts to bubble up to the surface, okay? Especially when somebody moves into a space of abstinence, then they start to really feel that acutely. And the acting out behaviors are the one thing that was medicating that. And so I say this because this is what happens. Recovery is hard. We have never once on this podcast said it is easy. It is hard. And at first, it brings to light a lot of the dysfunction. It brings to light a lot of the injury. It brings to light a lot of the betrayal. It brings to light a lot of the dysfunction. And that hurts. And, you know, in abstinence, guess what? You don't have sexual acting out as a way to medicate that shame anymore. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. So it's time to pause. It's time to urge surf. It is time to lean in to your recovery resources, individual therapy, task group, process group, 12-step programs, sponsorship, all of these things so that you can have what you truly deserve, which is intimacy, connection, love, desire. You know, like this beautiful sexual eroticism that everyone desires and wants and deserves in their committed relationships. Notice I say committed relationships, which means it goes beyond, you know, a hookup on Tinder, okay? A relationship. And so people who are not in committed relationships, and some people who are, you really have to work on the courtship disorder. They really have to work on holding space for intimacy, holding space for connection, being vulnerable, being honest. And finding out, it's an amazing thing, that you are lovable no matter what. You are lovable in this disease, through this disease, and after. Okay? So it's just, it's a really, it's amazing and healing journey. But it is a hard and difficult one. And, you know, we talk a lot. Well, last season we talked about betrayal trauma. And yes, the betrayed, they have been so deeply harmed and wounded by the disease of sexual compulsivity. But in early recovery, you will come to find that you have been equally wounded, hurt, harmed, and destroyed by this disease. And you too will have to grieve the losses, everything that this disease has taken from you. But one of the things it has taken from you is connection and intimacy and any type of romantic partnership. And this is something that has to be acknowledged and worked through. Okay? Very, very important. All right. So again, the title is Touch Me, But Don't Love Me. And people don't mind in sexual addiction being touched. You know, that's part of the addiction itself. That's something that they are seeking out to scratch the itch of their preoccupation, obsession, okay, that is generated from the disease. The touch, okay, but don't care about me. Don't care about me. Don't really see me. I can't even look in the mirror, so please don't see me. Don't notice me. Don't know what I'm about because I am consumed and riddled with this disease. Okay, that is what is truly going on in someone who has, you know, the disease of sexual compulsivity and who is actively acting out in it. They don't want to be seen. They don't want to be known. They don't want you to hold space for them. They don't want you to do anything. Maybe touch them just to feed the disease, but don't know them. Okay, it's too shameful. So this is an invitation to anybody who is experiencing this out there. This is an invitation to accept where you are, love yourself where you are, and choose to be courageous and move in to a process of abstinence and recovery, because it is a road that has been traveled by many, many people who have gone before you and want to support you on this journey. So again, counseling, you can find it. Look for a certified sex addictions therapist. They are in your area. Go to ITAP, I-I-T-A-P. Go to their website and see who in your area might be a certified sex addictions therapist who can help you get on the path of healing today. All right, guys. Thanks so much. And I will see you next time. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing and from willing to healing.